Hey, e-commerce Fastlane listeners, thanks for tuning in today. Just before we get started, today's show is made possible by our friends at Support Zebra. Now, you can grow your Shopify-powered business with Support Zebra's outsourced services tailored specifically for direct-to-consumer brands. They're trusted by hundreds of startups, including some of the biggest and fastest-growing D2C retailers. They excel in managing many critical functions, such as sales conversion, cart abandonment, customer retention, order tracking and returns, live chat, failed payment recovery, and even email ticketing. They manage your pre- and your post-purchase customer service experience. This allows you and your team to more focus on your core operations. With Support Zebra, you're not just outsourcing, you're actually extending your team with highly skilled English-speaking agents who are ready to serve your customers across multiple channels in all time zones. Stop the worry of scaling customer service and improve your customer support experience while slashing costs by 50%. You heard me right, 50% lower costs on the pre- and the post-purchase customer service experience, all through supportzebra.com. Now, huge thanks to Support Zebra for sponsoring today's episode. And now, let's shift gears and welcome our next sponsor, retention.com. Are you looking to recover more lost shoppers on your Shopify store? Retention.com is here to help you with their identity resolution software that significantly improves your Klaviyo flow revenue by 2 to 3x. They help expand your email list by identifying over 80% of your anonymous website visitors, and get this, even if they haven't filled out a form. Now, Retention.com knows these potential customers and shares their email address in a thanks for visiting our site Klaviyo sequence. You can now lower acquisition costs, you can acquire more customers, and more importantly, you can skyrocket your revenue. I highly, highly recommend retention.com. Now get a quick demo and a special trial offer at ecommercefastlane.com/retention. That's ecommercefastlane.com/retention. A big thanks to our sponsors for supporting the show. Now let's dive into today's episode.
You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder, and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
Welcome back to E-Commerce Fastlane. I'm your host, Steve Hutt. You know, with plenty of podcast choices for founders and marketers, both in e-commerce and retail, direct-to-consumer, I massively appreciate the fact that you're taking time and listening to the show today. I release new episodes. They come out twice weekly, and they're available from all of your favorite podcast apps like Apple, Spotify, and Google. We're also now on Amazon Music and YouTube. So if you check out or consume your podcasts on those platforms, you might want to go check that out. Now, to get the full value of today's episode, I highly recommend that you click through from whatever podcast app you're using, and that will redirect you over to the landing page at ecommercefastlane.com. And there you'll find a summary of this episode along with the links and the resources that we're going to mention. Now, today, my guest is Amit RG, and he's the founder and the CEO of a company called Rich Panel. And what they are is a help desk and a customer service software solution, and they help e-commerce store owners and all the support agents to reduce tickets and, most important, incredible customer experience by delivering a five-star service, both with AI and a self-serve option. So it's an excellent conversation. I think it's very timely right now. We're kind of pre-BFCM right now. A lot of people are thinking about what sort of things can I do to make sure I can manage the increase in traffic. I think that's what's going to be a really, really exciting episode. I also, we chatted in the green room too before recording. There is a phenomenal listener-only promotion at the end of the episode you can take advantage of too. If Rich Panel, you want to kick the tires and try this solution out. So hi, Amit. Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
What's up, Steve? Thanks for having me.
Now, I mentioned it a bit at the top of the show about Rich Panel and some of the research I've done, and actually I have it on my phone right now, so it's a pretty cool solution, but it's always better in the founder's own words. So can you describe a bit about the solution, this rich panel solution that you've built, and some of the problems that it's solving for Shopify brands today?
Sure. So the number one problem we are helping e-commerce brands with is how you can scale your customer service without having to scale your expenses. And we do this using the two products we have to offer. So the product number one is a self-service portal, which is meant for the customers of the e-commerce brand. So once the brand has identified that customers are basically calling me about these 6 to 8 things, which could be order tracking, cancellation, subscriptions, recommendations, whatever that may be, they can design flows to automate these requests. So the next time the customer comes on the website or the brand's app, the customer can resolve these issues without having to wait for a human rep. So the benefit for the customer is, they get instant service 24/7. And that makes them trust the brand more and increases their loyalty towards the brand. So that's product number one. The product number two is an agent help desk, where we unify conversations and messages that come through social media, through SMS, through email, through live chat in one inbox. And alongside those messages, we also pull in the customer's profile and order data from Shopify and all the apps that you're using in that same inbox. So agents don't have to switch around and they don't have to waste time looking for customer information in these 8 to 10 tools. It's all in one place and they're able to resolve questions faster and effortlessly.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the origin story of Rich Panel. Like, how did all the pieces come together with both you and the founding team? And another, I guess, second part to that is, you know, where did the desire and the expertise come from to want to create a help desk for e-commerce brands?
I've only had one job before starting Rich Panel. I worked with an e-commerce agency that was quite successful. And because of working in that industry, all the connections I had were only in the e-commerce space. So when we decided that, you know, we want to do our own thing, we started interviewing people in my network. And one common theme that came from all the interviews was many e-commerce founders are anxious about the level of customer service that they offer. Like, they audit their own customer service. They know where they have the knowledge gaps. They know where their processes are breaking or the products are not perfect, but they don't have the bandwidth or the mental capacity to focus on it, because customer service is a cost center and most of their time, attention and bias is towards generating profits for the company. So they do want this solved. They hope for this one rockstar customer support candidate that can come in and resolve everything for them, but that rarely ever happens. So we identified that there is a big market for a solution like this. And what if we could take Amazon level of customer service and allow Shopify brands to offer that to their customers? That was the whole inspiration behind starting Rich Panel.
Now, I say this a lot on the show, but I believe that customer experience really is a competitive advantage for direct-to-consumer brands. And so my question to you is, like, how can small and mid-sized Shopify brands, how can they consistently deliver this 5-star customer experience, you know, without the significant investments that go along with service agents, the headcount, and usually very high costs in technology?
That's a great question, Steve. And I do get that a lot. My advice to e-commerce founders would be to think of your customer service strategy based on the stage of the company. So when you're a small brand that is just starting off, or you're doing like less than $1 million in annual sales, then I don't think you should overinvest in automation and overinvest in self-service. In fact, you should be doing most of the customer service yourself, because by talking to customers is when you will develop a deeper understanding about them, their preferences, and you will understand the market so much better. It's not so expensive. You can take an app like Shopify Inbox. It comes with a mobile app and you can talk to your visitors live. If you are expecting a lot of comments or messages on Instagram and also email, then you can use something like Rich Panel, or there are other apps. So you can respond to all of these messages from one place. But at the initial stages, you should not like over-index on automation. Then say, after you cross like $1 million in annual sales to about 3 million is when you will hire your first two reps. That's the time to lay a great foundation. So that's the time you should have identified what are the things that you can automate. Let's make them self-service. Invest in a good knowledge base. Invest in a good wiki, internal wiki, so that when you keep on hiring more people, you have the basic standard operating procedure and the articles ready for them to pick up from. And from, say, about 3 million to and above is when you will probably hire a customer service leader to come and run that show. And their job would be to upskill, identify the knowledge gaps, hire, keep on hiring more people as you grow. But once you've invested in the right technology, after say about like $1 million in annual sales, then you will grow much more efficiently than the other brands who have to keep on throwing more people at the problems. One other thing that I would like to add is the invention and the availability of GPT and other AI models, which will significantly reduce the cost of doing customer service. So the brands that can intelligently apply models like GPT into their customer service operations will reap huge benefits by automating the redundant and the repetitive tasks to AI while focusing mainly on, you know, troubleshooting and providing solutions.
Let's pivot a bit to AI, definitely the elephant in the room. You just mentioned it too. So is AI really, is it a fad, or honestly, do you think that it'll change how companies are delivering customer service?
So I'll tell you a personal story. 3-4 years back, I took a car from 60 or Hertz, one of those rental companies. I decided to extend my trip. So I called the customer service number. I was greeted by an AI and it recognized me because it did a lookup using my phone number and it said, "Hey, Amit, welcome. Are you calling about the car rental that you took from Boston Airport from this time to this time?" I said, "Yes, that's what I'm calling about." So the AI said, "You know, describe in a few words what you want to do." I said, "I want to extend my trip till Sunday. I want it for like 2 more days. And it did the calculation. It came back and it said, "Okay, it will cost you like another $120 to keep the car for another 2 days. Do you want me to proceed with it?" I said, "Yes." The AI deducted the money from my account and sent me a confirmation. The whole call lasted maybe like 60, 70 seconds. And it was a beautiful experience for me. So this is way before AI and GPT became mainstream. And my belief is the invention of and the availability of models like GPT-4 will make it possible for even the smallest brands to deploy this level of AI for their customer service. So that's what I'm most excited about.
You've written about it and you've been on webinars and other podcasts talking about this term called meaningful AI. I had to actually go to ChatGPT to figure it out myself. So interesting what meaningful AI is, but I'd love for you to explain it from your vantage point. It's very unique. And like, how are you applying these principles into AI in customer service?
I believe for any technology to qualify as meaningful, it needs to have material impact on the lives of its users and not deployed for the heck of deploying it. I've seen way too many chatbot applications which are nothing but, you know, glorified FAQs. So all of this information was already available in an FAQ and they just made it available as like a chatbot. So you're searching for FAQs in one manner. For me, that is not really meaningful because you're not materially impacting the lives of its users. But if, say, you know, you were able to invent an AI that goes through all your historical conversations, goes through all your tickets, and is able to detect some patterns, maybe the AI comes back and says, "Hey, whenever your customers buy this product, they're likely to never come back, and they have a 40% return rate." Now, that's significant for a business, right? Because they will probably discontinue that product or take action. And that's going to materially change their profits and their customer loyalty. So for me, for any technology to qualify as meaningful, it needs to have a significant, a material impact to the lives of the users.
Now, other help desk solutions are available to Shopify merchants. You can search the Shopify App Store or Google. They're going to reveal some notable peers. Some have even been on the show, but let's really talk about the uniqueness of Richpanel and how it's intentionally been different than other solutions on the market.
Fortunately for Richpanel, all the brands that we have, they migrated from another help desk solution. The way they found out about Richpanel is they personally shopped at one of the websites that uses Richpanel, fell in love with the customer service experience they got there, and then decided to reach out for their own company, which is really a testament to how much they must have liked it. But most of the brands are coming to us because we're not afraid to push the boundaries. We spend a ton of time talking to merchants and the customers of our merchants to really understand how would we want the experience to be. If you have to like reimagine on a whiteboard, on a blank slate, what would the ideal customer experience look like? What would the ideal agent experience look like? And if that means reinventing the whole thing or questioning the status quo or redesigning systems, we do that. We do that entire thing, and we've seen much, much bigger players than following and copying us. Of course, it comes months or years later. So that's been our right to win, which is we're ahead of the curve. We give these e-commerce brands that competitive edge by giving them the technology and the tools ahead of their peers.
Well, Amit, we all love stories. I mean, let's be honest. You know, and I believe a story really can educate and inspire others to take action. So can you share a story or even a case study of a recent Shopify business, maybe that's implemented Richpanel? I just would love to uncover what specifically motivated them from their kind of current workflow. Could be Gmail directly, who knows, or a competing product. But then they found your platform. I just love to understand the business outcomes or the efficiency gains that have happened by them using Richpanel.
I can give you the example of SheThings.com. They recently got acquired by Kimberly-Clark. And when they first came to ask, they were on Zendesk. They were growing very rapidly. So they started to trial out solutions which could help streamline their customer service, make it more efficient. And I remember just during their two-week trial, when they were trying out Richpanel on a couple of their smaller sites, they saw 40% self-service rates. So 40% of the tickets started to get automatically resolved by Richpanel, which is a stat that we all absolutely loved. So after that, it became a no-brainer for them to select Richpanel. But the Things case study was so successful that it is actually featured on the Shopify App Store and the Shopify website, on how they're using Shopify and Richpanel together to provide an awesome customer service experience. Another stat that I'm proud of is they have grown more than 3 times since signing up with Richpanel, and they've not added any more support agents. So that's the kind of efficiency gains they saw after coming to Richpanel, and they have raving reviews and 95% plus CSAT on their store.
So what does the future look like for Richpanel? Are you able to maybe share the North Star, I guess, for the remainder of this year and then into 2024? You know, end of the day, like, how are you going to continue to innovate the product, you know, and assist these Shopify-powered brands?
The North Star metric for Richpanel has always been self-service results. We call it SSR internally. But SSR basically means the number of self-service results that were achieved using Richpanel without involving agents. And while we have perfected or achieved like great self-service rates on live chat as a channel, the future for Richpanel is how do we use AI and models like GPT-4 to enable the same kind of experiences across other channels, across phone, across email, across social media apps? How can we achieve that same level of experience on those other channels? So that's what we are focused on.
Well, Amit, we are nearing the end of the show for today, but what's one or two important takeaways regarding Richpanel and this evolving world of AI you would like our audience to keep in mind?
We spoke about customer service a lot during this entire episode. So my key takeaway for our listeners would be to never lose touch. Even as you scale, find time, find venues to have a direct line of communication with your customers, and deploy technology which can help you uncover insights from these conversations and this massive gold mine that you're sitting on. Find a way to understand trends and patterns in it. And when it comes to AI, my takeaway would be to find meaningful ways where it impacts your business. You know, just don't deploy the technology for the heck of deploying it. Identify what are the bottlenecks in your business, what are the problem statements, what is stopping you from growing 10x in the next year. And once you've identified those bottlenecks is when you would look at how AI can help you solve for it. There are widespread AI applications in almost any area you look at. And the way for you to make the most of it is to first identify the problems you want to solve and then try to apply AI to that specific area of your business.
Now, we spoke offline before recording today, and I understand that you would like to extend a special offer to e-commerce Fastlane listeners. What are the details of this great offer? By the way, I know what it is. And the next steps for my listeners to take advantage of it.
Any of our listeners interested in signing up with RichPanel can get an extended 30-day trial to test out all the features of RichPanel, including our AI assistant that is powered by GPT-4. We'll also be happy to offer a free onboarding call in which we do a one-hour call with Merchant Success Manager that we'll be happy to show you around, help you set up the self-service flows and walk you through the best practices on delivering an awesome customer service.
Well, thanks, Amit, for joining me today and sharing the RichPanel and just how this platform really is enabling thousands of e-commerce brands to deliver incredible customer service. You know, and now with Sidekick, you really are giving superpowers, I believe, like really to support agents for the direct-to-consumer brands. So it really is amazing that you have this 1-2 punch of the self-serve option, but you also have the AI option, and it really works well together. So pretty exciting. For those still listening, I highly recommend that if you're still using Gmail or a competing product, or you're not really very happy with the solution, take Amit up on this offer. It's a 30-day free trial. You can kick the tires. You can actually run them in tandem. Just so you can actually see what the tickets and cases and how the AI and Sidekick all works. It's 100% free of charge just to at least try it. You don't know what you don't know, so give it a whirl. I'll make sure that links are going to be in the show notes. So it'll be at ecommercefastlane.com/RichPanel. That's going to redirect to the landing page of this 30-day free trial, and it'll give you all the details there. Once again, thanks, Amit, for coming on the show. Massively appreciate it. I've learned a ton, and have yourself an awesome day.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks for inviting me to the show. This was fun.
Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you personally for being a loyal listener of E-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.